This is Northwest News from KNKX. It's been more than 2 years since Cook Aquaculture's net pens collapsed at Cypress Island near Anacortes. The fallout led the state legislature to ban net pen farming of non-native fish in Washington waters. Now, Cook is back with plans to farm two native species in its pens in Port Angeles Harbor. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Cook is able to forge ahead with its plans here because it has switched species. Instead of non-native Atlantic salmon, it wants to farm steelhead. And it has a partner in a joint venture, the Jamestown Sklallam Tribe. Ron Allen is its chairman and CEO.
Our farm that we're going to be venturing into is a brand new farm. It's all brand new equipment. It's the latest and greatest equipment that's out there.
He says for several years now, the tribe has been studying ways to raise native sablefish or black cod. And he's excited to be able to learn from the experts of the world on net pens. Cook brought the native steelhead into this deal. Critics say even if it's native steelhead they're farming, the net pens concentrate too many fish and their waste in a small space in ways that are unhealthy for the fish and the open water where they're raised. There's concern they can spread disease and research showing they spread sea lice. But Cook and the Jamestown Sklallam say newer technologies will solve these problems and that they're committed to being good stewards of the environment. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.